PBS Kids.
Word up, it's Word Girl. Word up, it's Word Girl. Flying at the speed of sound, vocabulary that sounds from the planet lexicon. Watch her villains, here she comes. Faced with a catastrophe, we need the living dictionary. Her superior intellect keeps the prime world in check.
An ordinary day as the Botsford family prepares to do a little shopping at the only grocery store in town that still allows monkeys.
Okay, everybody, let's just try and get through this as quickly as possible. Becky, stick with me and make sure Bob doesn't go near the lobster tank this time.
Mom, he just wanted to make friends.
Mom, can I have an advance on my allowance?
Why?
So I can buy some Snappy Snaps.
Honey, I'll buy you Snappy Snaps.
You will? Awesome! I need 32 boxes.
What?
With just 32 more box top coupons, I can get the new Word Girl utility belt.
The Word Girl utility belt. With grappling hook, flashlight, and special secret compartment to hold your Snappy Snaps. I don't use any of that stuff.
Why would you? You're not Word Girl.
Right. Of course I'm not. look, guys, there's a sale on food.
Oh, that's on our list.
Meanwhile, at the bank, Granny May is doing some shopping of her own.
Can I help you, ma'am? It looks like you're squinting to read that piece of paper.
Oh, thank you. I seem to have forgotten my glasses. Could you be a dear and read this for me?
This coupon entitles the bearer to one free toaster and all the money in the bank.
Oh, that's a bargain. I think I'll take it.
That's strange. I've never seen this coupon before.
What? I didn't spill the soup on the floor. Why do you think it was me? Because I'm old.
But that's not what I...
You should be ashamed of yourself. I'd like to talk to your manager.
Please, ma'am, there's no need to get upset. I'll be right back with your money.
Now that's more like it. Have a nice day.
Hey!
Oh, it's okay, sweetie. I have a coupon.
Wow, that's a bargain.
Whoops, I almost forgot my free toaster.
Moments later, at a nearby used car lot...
Oh, thank you, Ed.
All right, Granny May, you enjoy those new wheels, you hear? What a nice old lady.
Hey, Ed, did you just give that little old lady every car on our lot?
Sure did, Bill.
Yeah, but she didn't pay for any of them.
Well, she did have a coupon, sir.
Give me that.
It's in the fine print. You gotta squint to see it.
This coupon entitles Granny May, blah, 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 all the cars she wants, proof of purchase not necessary, expires December 32nd. Looks real to me. Let's go to lunch.
Meanwhile, in the cookie aisle...
Look at that. Can you imagine if she just came to life right now? What do you think she'd say?
That you have cookie crumbs on your face?
Yeah, don't think she'd say that.
Don't be so sure. Come on, Bob, let's see if they're giving away any free snack samples.
This coupon entitles me to 2-for-1 on cans of tuna and the combination to your safe.
I'm sorry, ma'am, but I think I'd remember printing that.
What? How dare you interfere with a poor old lady's bargain hunting? Somebody ought to teach you a lesson.
Thank you, but I'm not interested in learning how to knit. However, if you happen to know how to touch your nose with your tongue, now there's a skill I'd like to know how
to... Now then, dearie, what's the combination to the safe? Oh, hold on. You're getting the yarn all wet.
Vanilla pudding on pickles? Ugh. Wait a second. That looks like Granny May. And she's got the store manager wrapped up in yarn. Come on, Huggy.
How did you get such pretty teeth?
Whoa! Hey, watch me
you going? Now then, where were we?
Oh, you're not going anywhere until you tell me the combination to that safe. I have a coupon! It's mine!
Never! But do you want a job as a shelf stocker? We could use another strong set of hands.
Let him go, Granny!
Oh, hello. Have we met?
Of course we have.
You don't look familiar.
Don't try that old squint routine with me, Granny.
Rinse machine? Oh, no. I do my washing on the line, thank you.
You heard me. I said squint routine. You know, squint, to squeeze your eyes together so you can get a better look at something. Like this.
Whatever you say, whoever you are.
I'm Word Girl, and this is my sidekick, Captain Huggy Face.
Nope. Not ringing any bells. And I'm sure I'd remember a little girl with a giant pet rat.
Whatever. Just let the store manager go.
Oh, all right. Since you put it that way.
Ha ha, you missed.
Oh, I did, huh? You kids think you know everything. Now excuse me, Angel. I gotta go finish my shopping. Ta-ta!
Becky! Bob! Has anyone seen a girl with a monkey and a lobster?
Word Girl and her trusted sidekick, Captain Huggy Face, scan the skies.
I don't see her anywhere, Huggy. Maybe Granny May's done with her diabolical coupon caper.
I wouldn't count on it.
Really? Why?
A truck full of stolen cars parked outside the jewelry store.
Oh, right. Thanks.
Here's a buy one, get one on laundry detergent. Free gift wrap with purchase. Oh, not that one either. Oh, here it is. Senior citizen discount. One free jewelry store and everything in it.
Ma'am, I'm afraid I am unable to honor any coupons from you.
What? Why not?
Evidently, you're a wanted thief.
Where's the hunted beef? How did I know where it is?
No, I said you're a wanted thief. Oh, you really should get your hearing checked.
Well, that looks nothing like me. Though I will say there's a mighty fine young lady.
Might want to check your eyes while you're at it.
I heard that one.
Not so fast, Betty May.
You again? I still don't understand why a pretty superhero like you would let a rat follow her around.
Now, just a minute. Huggy is a monkey, not a rat. Sure, he's a little scruffy, and he never stops eating, and he chews on his toenails, and... Sorry.
Little girl, I think you need a timeout.
We're not falling for that old trick again.
Oh, you're a smart one, Missy.
Thank you.
Not that smart. Granny perfume!
Take cover! Oh, it's horrible.
Oh, dear. It smells of mothballs.
Sorry to shop around!
I guess I should clean all this up, huh?
Granny May has escaped to her dastardly lair. But she seems to have an unexpected visitor in the rafters.
Sorry.
That meddlesome smarty pants Word Girl almost had me that time. Luckily, I'm older and wiser. And also wiser.
You said that already.
Mind your manners now.
Yes, ma'am.
But now I can plan for my biggest caper yet. A coupon that gives me eternal control of the city! Oh, I think I better put a kettle on. What was that? Well, at least you knew enough to keep to the plastic. I don't want you to shed any mangy, flea-bitten rat hair on my nice couch. Prepare to be subdued by yours truly, Captain Huggy Face, superhero. P.S. I am a monkey, not a rat. Oh, no! How will I, a little old woman, defend myself? I guess I should just give myself up. Well, if you'll excuse me, I have to go to make my coupon to rule the city forever.
Your coupon-cutting days are over, Granny May.
Oh, all right, I guess you caught me, whatever your name is, girl.
Word, girl.
Oh, it's just so hard for a little old lady in this big old world. Everything is so expensive these days. Is it so wrong to hunt for bargains?
Oh, come on, you're not bargain hunting. A bargain is when you buy something for a lot less than it's worth.
Well, that's what I did.
No, what you did is called stealing. You made those coupons yourself in order to get free stuff.
Well, free is the best bargain there is.
We'll see how good you are at bargain hunting when I destroy your coupon-making machine.
Keep away from my machine, and no shoes on the carpet.
Just try and stop me.
Don't mind if I do. Let's see how you fare against these petrified purse mints.
Oh, ah, they're so minty. They're burning my eyes.
Too bad, word girl. And now to print my coupon and take over the city.
Huggy, stop her.
Now, don't tell me you're still mad about that whole rat business.
Let's go, Granny. We're taking you downtown.
I'll get you, word girl. You won't get away with ruining my pride and joy.
She sure is mad that we destroyed her coupon machine.
I'm talking about my sofa. Oh, look at those stains. How am I gonna get those out? Get your feet off of that table and use a doily.
With Granny May behind bars, the citizens of the city can safely hunt for honest bargains once again. Thanks to Word Girl and Captain Huggy Face. Join us next time where the action and adventure are free without a coupon.
Nice tie-in.
Thanks. On the next episode of Word Girl!
Word Girl!
Hello, I'm Bo Handsome, and this is...
May I Have a Word?
As usual, the player who correctly defines today's featured word will win a fabulous prize. Let's play!
May I have a word?
Yes, you may. Today's featured word is stroll. To give you a clue, here are some clips from Word Girl that show the meaning of the word. Go ahead, Emily.
Becky has such awesome friends. She and Violet talk about...
Could you...
Oh, and Scoops. One time, Scoops asked Becky if she wanted a sandwich, and she got all nervous because she had a crush on him, and so she said she wasn't...
Hungry. Yeah, we know. It's from the episode, I Could Go for a Sandwich.
Yes, we really should be getting back...
But her closest friend is definitely Bob. Sure, we may not understand him, but Becky knows exactly what he's saying.
Yes, Emily?
To stroll is to walk along, taking your time.
Yes, congratulations, Emily. You are today's winner. Huggy, show her what she's won. An official Word Girl jetpack. Yes, strap on this baby when strolling's just too darn slow.
Oh, but taking a stroll is best when you want to talk to your
friends. That's it for today's show. See you next time on...
May I Have a Word?
In the spaceship hideout of Word Girl and Captain Huggy Face.
I can't seem to get it. Huggy, I need your help. Thanks, Huggy. Now it's centered, and the Word Girl hideout is officially complete. Well, of course it's your hideout, too. It's just a little cumbersome to say both of our names. Ugh, fine. And the official Word Girl and Captain Huggy Face hideout is complete. Just don't expect me to say that every time. The official Word Girl crime detector. Looks like a bank robbery is going down on Marshall and Crenshaw. Come on, Huggy. Word up!
You're too late, Word Girl. They already got away.
Who was it? Did you see them?
No, I was in the bank at the time, resting my eyes for a second, and all of a sudden there was a sound like a buzzsaw chewing through solid steel. By the time we opened the vault door, all the gold was already gone.
What took you so long?
I got the combination.
Huh. What did you find, Huggy?
You're right. They do look like teeth marks. There's only one criminal I know who can chew through solid steel.
Toothy, the metal mouth chewer.
Never heard of him.
That's because I made him up.
Oh. Actually, the only criminal I know of who could chew through a wall like that is Dr. Two Brains.
Never heard of him.
Huggy?
What's that thing on his head?
He accidentally fused his brain with an evil mouse brain. Hence the name, Dr. Two Brains.
I still like Toothy better.
You're right, Huggy. It can't be Two Brains. I mean, the teeth marks look like his, but he only steals cheese, not gold. Plus, he's still locked up in prison. Must be a new criminal in town. But who?
Well?
Potato salad, just like all the rest.
No, no, no! The transformation! It's all wrong! I have to try again! How much gold do we have left? None? I need more gold. Go get me more gold.
Yes, sir.
I have to stay here and plan.
And you're sure he's still in his cell?
I'm looking right at him.
Well, it's just that
if that is not Dr. Two Brains I'm looking at, then I'll eat my hat.
All right.
I'm serious. I'll eat it.
No, I know.
I'm a man of my word.
I believe you.
For some people, I'll eat my hat as an expression, not with me.
Right. I have to go.
I'm gonna eat the hat.
Another robbery, Huggy. Let's go. Word up. Hold it right there.
Hold what right where?
It's an expression. It means to stop.
Oh.
Hey, wait a second. Aren't you Dr. Two Brains' henchman?
You remember us?
Of course.
Usually everyone just remembers the main bad guys. We get forgotten.
Oh, that's too bad.
Yeah, well.
Don't look so glum. Listen, I promised to bust you guys just like any of the big-name villains.
That's nice. Oh, that's the boss. We should get going.
No, Huggy, don't touch it! Whoa! You okay? I think it's time we paid a little visit to Dr. Two Brains in prison.
Two Brains is locked up in his cell, where he belongs. If he isn't, I'll...
Eat your hat?
How'd you know?
We've been through this.
You know, that last hat didn't taste so good. You see? He's been sitting like that for days, just looking all tired and sad and, what's the word I'm looking for?
Glum?
Exactly. Wait a minute, what does glum mean?
It means to be sad or depressed.
Oh, well then exactly. He is glum. That's kind of a fun word to say, glum. Glum, 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 glum. Sorry.
Dr. Two Brains, it's Word Girl. I need to talk to you for a sec. Dr. Two Brains?
Hey, Perp, don't just sit there looking all glum. Answer her.
Open the door. Something's going on in here.
What?
That's not Dr. Two Brains. It's a dummy carved out of soap.
Amazing. Must have taken him hours. He even got the whiskers right. Huh? He escaped!
Yeah.
Through that hole in the wall!
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, what are you gonna do?
You really don't have to do that.
It's okay. I made this hat out of hamburger meat. Hey! Scram! Get your own meat hat.
Come on, Huggy! Dr. Two Brains is on the loose! We have to stop him.
Meanwhile, back at the darkened warehouse...
There! I had to use some of the stolen gold to build it, but it's finally finished! My new cheese transformation! Ahem. Oh, that's better. My new cheese transformation ray is ready to go! Put some gold on the X-Spot, boys. First, I'll zap it with the gold to potato salad transformation ray.
Yup, potato salad.
Excellent! Now I'll zap it with my potato salad to cheese transformation ray. Could it be? Transformation is complete! Hey, you guys don't seem very excited.
Doc, listen. Our landlord stopped taking cheese's rent.
What are you saying?
Maybe we could grab a little of the gold, you know, before you turn it into cheese.
So you want to steal gold to use as gold?
Yeah.
But what about my transformation ray?
You can still use them. We just want a little of the gold.
I don't know. I mean, I got a whole mouse thing going on here. If word got out that I was involved in stealing gold without transforming it into cheese, well, then people would think I'm just some ordinary run-of-the-mill criminal. You know, boring.
We wouldn't tell nobody, would we?
Let me think about it.
Fair enough.
Meanwhile, we've got some gold to steal, and I know just the thing. The golden rodent, an ancient Egyptian box in the shape of, ta-da, a mouse. It's perfect to the museum, boys. There it is, boys, the golden rodent. How appropriate that I'm going to transform it into cheese.
The only transformation that's going to happen here is you going from a rat to a jailbird.
Word, girl. Hey, nice variation on the whole
transformation thing?
Mm-hmm.
Thanks.
What you guys talking about?
Go ahead. You are word, girl.
Oh, thank you. Well, transformation means to change from one thing to another.
Right, word, girl. For example, my first ray transforms gold into potato salad. My second ray transforms potato salad into cheese.
Ooh.
Right, so transformation... Wait, what?
You heard me.
So you're stealing gold, then transforming it into potato salad.
Uh-huh.
Then you're taking that potato salad and transforming it into cheese.
Right.
Doesn't that seem a little unnecessarily difficult? I mean, why not steal potato salad instead of gold?
Huh?
Or use the gold to buy the potato salad. Or why not just steal cheese in the first place?
Oh, boy. Seems obvious when you say it that way, but I have my reasons.
Okay, all right.
I was in a rut, okay?
Okay.
Oh, plus, my henchmen needed gold so they could pay the rent and stuff.
Oh, does this mean we can have some?
No!
Don't look so glum. You won't need rent money when I send you to prison.
Not likely. I have just the thing to take care of you and your... Hey, where's your little sidekick?
Oh, Huggy? He, sprained his ankle... slipped on some soap.
Oh, well, that's too bad. Looks like I'll have to enjoy defeating you and you alone.
Hey!
Don't waste your time, word girl. That net is made from fibers 1,000 times stronger than steel. Well, time to go. Take her with us, boys.
Let go of me!
Is this the end of Word Girl? Will Dr. Two Brains try to turn her into potato salad?
Hey, don't give it away.
Sorry.
Blabbermouth. And now, Word Girl, you will witness greatness as soon as my gold to potato salad ray warms up.
Don't you want to know how I knew you'd be at the museum?
Not really. All right, how'd you know?
The golden rodent. It was obvious.
You're pretty good, word girl, but you're going up against a guy with two brains. Ha ha! A good burn, second brain.
Yeah, a guy with two brains, and this is the best plan you could come up with. Gold to potato salad, then potato salad to cheese.
Yeah, laugh it up now, word girl. Because after I transform this golden rodent into delicious cheese, we're going to see what effect it has on pesky superheroes.
I knew it. I said so before.
Yeah, congratulations.
Wait, I thought you said it only works on gold.
We'll soon find out, won't we?
You fiend.
And proud of it.
The potato salad ray is ready, boss.
Excellent.
Hit it!
Taste it!
Whoa!
What? He was inside the golden rodent?
That's right. The joke's on you, Two Brains.
Huh. I guess this ray only works on gold.
I guess so. Huggy, get him!
Quick, turn the ray back on! Potato salad him! No! My cheese ray! Turn it off, turn it off, turn it off! No!
Great job, Huggy. Time to get a little exercise, Doc.
Stop running, Doc.
Please. Can't help it. Mouse brain makes me run.
And so Word Girl and Captain Huckyface once again foiled the dastardly and, I must admit, pretty confusing plans of the evil Dr. Two Brains.
I know, right?
Yeah, all right, enough.
Join us next time for another action-packed episode of Word Girl.
Word Girl!
Hello, I'm Bo Handsome, and this is the bonus round of...
May I have a word?
Emily, you correctly defined the word stroll. Ready to play the bonus round?
Absolutely, Mr. Handsome.
Okay, take a look at these three pictures and tell me which one shows the definition for stroll. Okay, time's up.
Is it number three?
No, I'm sorry, Emily. A stroll means walking along slowly. Picture number one shows Mr. and Mrs. Botsford taking a stroll. Huggy, show Emily what she could have won. It's the all-new official Word Girl jetpack with bubble action.
That's great, because I'm allergic to bubbles.
That is great. Join us next time on...
May I have a word?
Want Word Girl's word power? Fly over to your local library. Cape not required. Word up!
Favorite word, what's your favorite word?
Conserve is my favorite word because it's so important to the world. You can conserve water, wood, paper, plastic, and lots of other things. I conserve at home. I recycle, and I know three ways to conserve. Reduce, reuse, recycle. I call them the three R's. Conserving is my so favorite word.
That's my favorite word.
Captain Huggyface, show us what glum means. That's right! Glum means to feel sad. Congratulations, Huggy! Glum.